Hi, good evening. My name is Derek. I'm with Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion, and your answers will remain confidential. Now, may I ask you, are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in a political campaign?
No.
No. Okay. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in this general election for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Will you be definitely voting, very likely, somewhat likely, or not very likely, or definitely?
Yeah.
All right. And what is your age? 18, 35, 36, 45, 46, 55, 56, 65, or over 65?
60 years old.
How?
So,
46, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Grant versus our county are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Say in the right direction.
Right direction. Okay. Now, when voters go on the polls to vote for candidates for the office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on ballot for voters to decide.
Yeah.
You will not be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how much would you vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Village, and a ballot reads, show the county of Grand Traverse impose new property to a 0.65 for a period of 10 years for provide funding for acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, enhancement, and non-motorized trails within the county. This mileage will estimate for $0.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor or vote no against this proposal?
I really don't know anything about it yet. I guess I between now and an election, I'd be doing more research.
Okay. You'll be undecided?
Yes.
Okay. Now, since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal. Simple way, this proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for the slightly property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor or no against it, or the same, undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost an average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor or no against it, or the undecided?
Sorry, I'm still undecided.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I'm going to read about four of them. Let me know which one you think. I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowners about $105 per year. No, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which would cost an average homeowners about $70 per year. Or I'm fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost an average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would raise to maintain existing trails and plan construct new trails.
Probably the second one.
I prefer proposal raise less.
Yeah.
Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safeties, making housing more affordable, or improving local roads and infrastructures, or protecting water quality and water supplies, or reducing traffic and congestions, or improving public education, local schools, controlling growth and development, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, or holding the line on property taxes, reducing government spending.
Wow,
can you read them through, and I'll tell you when you get there. I can't remember what it was.
Okay, the first one was protecting natural areas, wildlife habitat, fighting crime, drugs, improving public safeties, making housing more affordable, improving
that
local
one.
Roads. Okay, making housing more affordable.
Yeah.
Now, you will not be given a list of organizations of Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate which is favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of that, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, known as the TART Trails. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or no opinion.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Grand Traverse County Government?
Somewhat favorable.
And your city or township government?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Now, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing or developing fast, slowly, or about?
Right. Fast.
Fast. Now, if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this dollars wisely? You definitely trust, probably do not trust, or definitely not do not trust? Probably?
Probably trust.
Okay. Now, moving forward, there are a number of ways that money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. Now, I'm going to read them to you and let me know if you strongly approve, somewhat approve, or somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. Now, to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development?
Strongly approve. I guess the last one would have been whatever's just below strongly. This one would be strongly approved.
Strongly, okay. To increase accessibility of natural areas and open spaces?
Strongly approve.
To promote recreational opportunities?
Approved.
Strongly?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Now, to maintain existing trails?
Strongly approved.
To promote health and wellness?
Somewhat approved.
And to promote local economy development?
Strongly approved.
And to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks?
Strongly approve.
And to plan and construct new trails?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat. Okay. To increase a non-motorized transportation option?
Somewhat approve.
Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network is Grand Traverse County is well-maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
Well-maintained? Yeah.
Now, you will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and planning to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one says a citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensure that funds are administered for their intent purposes.
That would somewhat approved or increased.
Somewhat. Okay, so that'll be somewhat more likely?
Yeah.
Or much? Okay.
Somewhat.
Now, there will be full public disclosure of all project spendings.
Strongly approve.
Strong, much more? Yeah. There's not much more than that. Now, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Much more likely.
And the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Strongly approve or much more likely.
Okay. Now, you'll be giving us some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not all convincing reason to vote. Yes, in favor of this proposal, if it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. First one says the proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Very convincing, somewhat. Not too convincing, not at all convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Now, trails already generate millions of dollars from Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small business, and create more jobs.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat convincing. Okay. Now, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant to our trails and accessible to all.
Somewhat likely.
And the proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitat, and river, lakes, and streams.
And just out of curiosity, is this primarily on the park trail, not any other trails or other trails on the...
What do you mean?
The park trail is the big one that runs through town, but there's a lot of other...
There's the TARC, they have the Lake Loop trails and the TARC trails.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But the local, I don't know if they would receive things from any of these.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be able to know that.
Right, and I probably at the end of the day help sway my decision on what I'd vote for versus... Because I don't use the trail for...
You don't use the trails?
No.
Oh, wow.
Use local trails that more county or township related.
But this one is for this new ballot proposal, basically.
Like I said, I have not seen yet. That's why I kind of took no position at the beginning, because I have to read more on it before I...
No, okay. So you want to continue? Or?
Yeah, we can.
We're almost halfway done. So a little bit here. Now, the proposal will keep Grand Traverse County new trail network free from motorized vehicles, so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concern about motor vehicles nearby. You think that's very convincing? Somewhat, or not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or makes no difference.
Makes a difference.
Okay. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County system trails network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. I think that's somewhat convincing, very convincing.
Not to me, that's, I guess,
no difference.
Like helping fund all this stuff, but I don't use it, so that.
Okay. So no difference?
Correct.
Okay. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and for outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. I think that's some...
Not necessarily trails. But, yeah, outdoors, yes.
So that's somewhat. Okay, now Grand Traverse County Trails Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
That's not convincing to me.
Not convincing?
No.
Okay. Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Okay. Now, this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do?
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing?
Somewhat convincing. All right.
Okay. Now, moving forward, let me see. Oh, I think we got, okay, missing one here. I read the proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitat, and river, lakes, and streams.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing?
Somewhat.
Okay. And the proposal would improve and construct new trails and across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby?
Not
convincing?
No, I'm neutral on that one.
No difference?
We have a lot of trails around already. Like I said, if it's not the trail, there's a lot of other trails.
Oh, okay. There's one more than one?
Oh, yeah.
There's like, yeah. Okay. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked against about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no or against this proposal? Or are you still undecided?
I'd still say I'm undecided. I guess I'd know more of what they plan on.
Uh-huh. Right. You got to do your research, right?
Right.
Now, you will be given some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not all convincing at the reason to vote no against this proposal. Each would make no difference. You can indicate that as well. The first one says there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
That's somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Now, this proposal is backed by Progress special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
Is that a question?
No, this is a statement that
just
against the proposal. You think that's some convincing, not too convincing, or no difference?
I don't know at this point, so I'd say not too convincing, or neutral, whatever. Neutral.
No difference. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, this proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Is that true?
No, that's something I don't know. I mean, this is something like a statement that you think it's something convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing.
Well, I guess if it's true, that's a hell of a lot of money to spend on trails.
So you don't know or no difference?
What's one less than neutral?
I don't know.
Convincing.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
That's convincing. Yes.
Very convincing.
Very.
Now, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
That's very true.
Very convincing?
Somewhat convincing. I don't know how much additional traffic trails bring, but...
Mm-hmm. Now, with inflation, hello, give me 1 second. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm back. All right, which inflation high? Gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs. I cannot afford paying anything more in Texas.
That's pretty strongly convincing because, yeah, we're paying a lot more for homes, gas, and everything, food. Yeah.
Okay. And last one that says this proposal would give more tax. Hold on. This proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
No, that's not convincing.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor or no against the proposal or undecided?
From what I've heard, the more I think about it, the less likely I'm to vote in favor.
No, against it.
At this point, but I still want to do a lot more information.
Okay. So just put undecided, right?
That, yeah.
Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is in your own words.
The scope of it, is it directed specifically at Israel?
Okay, one more time, you said?
The scope of the project, is it directed correct? As opposed to all the other travel systems that are around in Grand Traverse County.
Okay.
Oh, I probably don't know. If the other trail systems, I'd probably be in favor. Because we do.
If the other trails, you said?
Other trail systems are included beyond the TART trail. I'll probably vote for it. And that's why I can't, tell you yes or no, because I don't know what the scope of the proposal is.
Yeah. True that. Let me go ahead here. Give me one. All right. Now, the proposal is, and before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This proposal called the Grand Traverse County Road Commission Mileage Renewal and Ballot. It shows the county Grand Traverse imposes renewal of the previously approved one mil for local street roads, highways, and bridges repairs and improvement mileage beginning with December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within the Grand Traverse County. If approved, the leading full renewal mileage and generate an estimated $6,617,849 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor or vote no against this proposal?
Yes. In favor.
Yes. Okay. I'm now going to ask a few short demographic questions before we finish for the confidential purpose, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential elections? Hello?
It was split in our household. I actually voted for Trump, but looking back on it, I sure as hell wouldn't today.
Okay. Now, which political party are you affiliated?
None.
None? Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's degree.
Master. Now, do you own or rent your home that you are currently living?
Own.
Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
Negative.
No. Now, what is your main racial background?
White.
Okay, this concludes our service. Thank you very much for participating. You have yourself a good evening.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.